Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Welcome to the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony. I will be your host. This podcast is looking at all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences. And every now and then, I do a vidcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome. I am back in the park after a long 7-month hiatus. For those of you who have been following, in September, I had a mild stroke and I wasn't able to do much. My license expired, losing my job, I wasn't able to renew, a lot of things went on down, but it has paralyzed half of my face, or kind of giving me what's called Bell's palsy now, so my right side is working fine, but my left side is partially working. If you saw the video on YouTube, you can see what happened at the hospital and stuff. When I went to get it checked up again. I am back at the park after this long vacation, and I'm ready to get back. Got lots of videotape. Also, we're going to be meeting up with Paul Berry from A Window to the Magic here in the Esplanade where I'm at right now. So let's go into the park, and then we'll do a few rides and do some videotaping. And then we'll go back later out to the Esplanade and we'll meet Paul Berry so we can go do something special for you guys. So, here we go.
Have a good one, Tony.
Thank you, you too. Oh.
Yeah. I appreciate if you wouldn't grab one.
the maze.
They're setting up for the Mad Tea Party.
Just a moment, you'll be on your way to the screen door, they're right in front of you. those up front, please make sure you are behind that line on the floor. Away from the doors, and those doors are going to open out for you. Once you do enter our theater, please watch your steps. The little guard, if you enter our theater, we'll be right on in. Thank you for everybody coming in. We do ask that you don't need to drink and smoke and baby reading. These things on a flash or video light during the presentation. If you'll be enjoying, Turtle Stop with Pride. God is here.
Well, how about you and me and take Tossie up front?
And the size of them all the way in here.
Okay. Giant greenish globular areas. We call these
the kelp beds. And the side, whichever you like to go.
Well, the lily patch. You can come all the way down front to the kelp and get a closer view of our window to the Pacific Ocean. Come on down.
Oof.
We like to say the kelp is for the kids and the kids at heart. Just make sure you're on one side or the other. We do have to keep the blue areas completely clear. Kids from 1 to 93 can come on down and sit on the green. 94, we'll negotiate. Thank you so much. Excellent. All right, looks like we're all settling in. Let me explain very quickly. Now, the reason why we're keeping these blue areas clear is because this is a completely conversational show. Come on now, guys. Just make sure you're on one side or the other. There we go. Yeah, it's going to get a little dark in here. I'm going to be running around with this microphone. Believe me, you do not want me to step on you. I weigh a lot more than I look. I am very dense. Anyway. My name is Ryan. Welcome to our window to the Pacific Ocean. As I was saying, we're having a very conversational show. Can anyone tell me who we're conversating with? Shout it out! Yes, Crush the Sea Turtle. We're using some very sophisticated technology to talk to Crush. You see, this is what's known as a hydrophone. That is an underwater microphone on loan from the Dharma Initiative. And with this technology, it allows the sea life to talk to us. And with this microphone, you guys get to talk back. So who's ever wanted to talk to a sea turtle? Let's be honest. Excellent. Yes, adults, you can raise your hands too. You can admit it. Crush loves talking to everyone. He's going to come out, ask you questions about the human world. You can ask him questions about the turtle world or marine life or the meaning of life. Anything you've ever wanted to ask. So let me ask, how's everyone doing today? Excellent. Let me introduce you to my assistant back over there. Is that still Brian?
Yes.
Everyone say hello, Brian. Brian is here for you. If you need to leave during any part of the show, if you have an emergency, something comes up, we understand. Brian or someone like him will be able to help you out through the triple doors on the right-hand side of our tank, the doors opposite from whence you came. At this time, I'm going to go ahead, lower the lights, turn on the hydrophone, and, oh, I nearly forgot. Moonfish, could you help me out with the final announcements? Remind everyone in the tank that there is no eating during the show. Oh, and no drinking. Oh, and no smoking. And no flash photography. Give me the flash, boys. They are good. Round of applause for the Moonfish. No, they're working on that all morning in schools. True story. Crush is on the surface catching some gnarly waves, but he said when you're ready to talk to him, just to call him on down with a big, hey, Crush. So let's do that on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Hey, Crush!
Whoa, dude, totally scope out the double spinning intro by the turtle. Yeah. Whoa, dude, it's scoping all the human dudes out there in the human tank. Hello, human dudes. On the live, hey dude! And whoa, they even brought some little Grom at some level too! Hello, little dudes! Focus, little dudes! Hey, Ryan, dude!
Hey, Crush!
I totally need your help to make some contact!
Okay.
I scope it out at the very front middle of this lily pad. There's that mini man with the short sleevey dark shell and like the blondie sea moss on the noggin.
Got him.
Hey, dude, what's your name?
James.
Oh, nice to meet you, dude. I'm totally going to give you a turtle name. I'm going to call you Jellyfish James. Hey, Jellyfish James, dude, do you know how to talk like a turtle?
No, not really.
Aw, no worries, dude. I can totally teach you. Hey, James, dude, can you say totally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say it, dude. Say totally?
Totally.
Okay, now say sweet.
Sweet.
Dude, it's like I'm talking to a turtle. Okay, Mini Man, now put those two words together and say totally sweet. Well, totally sweet, human dudes, put your fins together for the new turtle talker. Oh, most excellent, Mini Man. You're totally talking like a turtle. You're like bilingual. Hey, where are you from, dude? Like, where do you totally live?
Utah.
Whoa, dude, you're from Utah. That is most excellent. I don't know where that is. No worries. Well, like, who brought you from Utah, dude? Like, who did you come with?
My family.
Oh, the familia, dude. Can I talk to, like, your parental unit, dude? If so, say jaw.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a jaw. Hey, mommy, daddy, where are you? Raise your fin, dude.
Right here.
Oh, they're right there, dude. Short leash. No worries, let's talk to the papa. Hey, dude, what's your name?
Jason.
Oh, nice to meet you, Chapman Jason, dude. Hey, like, how many little ones do you have?
Six.
Oh, you're just getting started. Oh, dude, I have 65, dude. You should try that.
No, thank you.
No worries, dude. Well, do your six little ones, do they ever ask you, like, a ton of questions?
All the time.
Oh, do you always have the answers?
Of course.
Dude, I totally know how you feel, Papa, dude. I make them up, too. Hey, human dudes, check it out, dude. That's the whole reason why I'm here today. It's because my mini-man Squirt, he's totally fascinated with all of you humans. But I totally do not have answers to all of his questions. So I've come here to get the answers from you. If you dudes think you can help me out with that, say chaw. Oh, chaw, human dudes, you so totally rock! Oh, we have some expert turtle talkers out there, most excellent. Well, for those of you who totally do not know, whenever a green sea turtle says, you so totally rock, you respond by saying, dude, really loud. So, you so totally rock! Most excellent. Okay, so on to Squirt's question, numero uno, Squirt. Dude, he totally wants to know how many of you human dudes out there know how to swim like us turtles. So totally raise your fin if you know how to swim, dude. Ooh, not too many adults know how to swim. I wonder who's teaching their kids. Okay, let's try this one more time, dude. Totally raise your fin if you've ever been swimming before in your life. This is muy, muy importante. Okay, Ryan, dude, let's totally over on this side of the tank, dude. Like third row, second noggin. Oh, hey, dude, what's your name? Oh, nice to meet you. I'm going to call you Shaka Nar Nar Charlene. Hey, Shaka Nar Nar Charlene, do that. Like, when you swim, do you totally like to swim, like, really fast? Or do you like to take it nice and easy?
Nice and easy.
Oh, dude, I totally dig your style. You totally like to flip back onto your shell. Close your lids and be like, dude. I'm Shaka Nar Nar Charlene. Are you kind of like that, dude? Most excellent. You know, human dudes in the big old blue, sometimes you totally need to rip it, roll it, and punch it. Hey, human dudes, want to see how fast the crush man can swim? Say, chaw. Chaw. Oh, chaw, human dudes, you so totally rock.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, human dudes, I'm totally going to get my motor on it. You dudes going to time me, okay? You start counting. Now, dude!
One, two,
back, dude. Hey, check it out, human dudes. I totally just swam around the world. What I did, dude, I went right through Utah. You just don't believe me, do you? I'm totally pulling your fins, human dudes. I totally cannot swim that fast. But you should have seen the look on Shakanarnar Charlene when I came back, dude. She was like... It was awesome. Hey, big human dudes, where are my manners? I'm totally doing all the talking. If you dudes have any questions for me, totally raise those fins, dude. I like talking to everybody, even the adults, too. Okay, let's start at the very top middle of this lily pad, right, dude? There's this mini man with, like, the short-sleevey, like, gray shell. Hey, what's your name? Whoa, nice to meet you, Knick Knack Jack Attack, dude. Hey, what's your question, dude?
Do you have any enemies?
Oh, dude. The tiger shark. Jaw, it's mostly like a one-way thing, dude. They try to eat me all the time, Jaw. Like, one time I got too close to a tiger shark, dude, and he totally got away with my tail. Oh, no worries, though. It got better. John, what about you, dude? Do you have anything that tries to eat you up on the land?
My sister.
Dude, you better figure that out. John. But no worries, dude. Well, hey, you seem kind of smart. Can you help me with a question, Jack Attack, dude? Say, Chaw.
Yeah.
Hey, scope it out, dude. I totally found this thing floating in the water the other day. But I have, like, no idea what it is. Hey, what is this knick-knack jack attack, dude?
A bra.
Oh, I get it. Like, when you're with your brother and you're like, hey, bra, what's up, bra? How's it going, bra? Is it kind of like that, dude?
No.
Oh, well, what is it for?
It's for girls.
Oh, it's for... Oh. Dude, this thing is for ladies? Does it make me look fat? No, oh, don't answer that, dude. I'm totally gonna lose it. Hey, human dudes, you know my friend Dory, you know Little Blue? Yeah, let's all pretend we're Little Blue and forget that whole thing ever happened. Chua, thanks for the help, dude. You so totally rock! Dude, who else has a question? Human dudes, totally raise those fins. Okay, dude, let's totally go, like, right over on that same lily pad, but on the very outside near the front, there's this dude with, like, the no-sleepy shell. Do you see her, dude?
Which one? Right here? Yeah.
Well, hey, what's your name?
Tosti.
Oh, nice to meet you, dude. And what's your question?
How you've been back?
Oh, dude, that's an excellent question. Hey, scope it out, dude. We greens are totally, like, built for speed, dude. I've got this awesome, like, hydrodynamic shell on my back, dude. And then I've totally got, like, these big flippers in the front. They totally help me paddle through, like, the waves and the swells. And then I've got these little flippers in the back, dude. They totally help me steer. Jaw. So it's, like, business in the front and party in the back, dude. Jaw. Hey, what about you, dude? Do you like to swim?
I swim with my hands and feet.
Oh, dude, you must be part turtle. That's totally sweet. Well, hey, dude, Squirt's got a question for you. Do you like to play games?
Yeah.
Oh, totally cool. Hey, human dudes, you want to play a game with the Crush Man? Say, Chaw.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite game is called the Hide and the Seek. So I'm going to do the hiding, and you human dudes will totally do the seeking. Okay, so everybody close your eyes. No peeking. And count to five. Go. Okay, where am I, dude? Where am I, dude? On the left?
Yeah.
My left, your left?
My left.
Your left, like over here? Wait, are you saying I'm over here?
Yes.
Aw, nope, that's all me. Well, you dudes totally found me. Human dudes, put your fins together for finding the Crush Man. Most excellent. Well, human dudes, it has been totally righteous soaking up all this Mondo info. I totally got to jet back to my mini-map square to tell them all about it. Hey, but before I go, I would totally love to leave you human dudes with an ancient bit of turtle wisdom. Human dudes, in the great ocean of life, treat everyone you meet like they're an oyster, because you never know if one day you just might find your pearl. Aw, that was totally like a warm and fuzzy moment, wasn't it, human dudes?
Oh. No.
That wasn't me. That was Shock and R&R Charlene. I'm out of here, human dudes. Remember, you so totally rock!
At this time, the doors of the auditorium are opening. Go ahead and gather up all of your belongings, including each other, and have a beautiful day. If you still have questions, I might be able to answer them. Otherwise, we'll have another Turtle Talk with Crush in just about 14 minutes. Swim by and get us moved in.
What a surprise. How are you?
Wishing like anything that he was not standing in the sun.
No. A little different looking than you saw me last time.
I was going to say, you've dropped a fair amount of weight. How much have you lost?
I think I've lost about 30.
Wow.
30 pounds.
I've gained it.
Where went?
So there we are.
Oh, okay, then I'll even it out, so.
Yes, absolutely. No, you're looking great.
Thank you. You can see the side of my face that's working, the other side is not.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
So I don't know any people, your audience knows that I had a mild stroke in September of last year, so I have Bell's palsy because of it, so.
Wow.
So this is about as much as I can get back on my one side.
Yikes.
I couldn't do that before.
Wow.
It can take 6 months to a year for my full face to come back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Well, I guess that explains why we haven't gotten together here in the last 6 months,
yeah,
8 months.
It's been hard to drive, too, so.
I bet. Did it affect your entire left side of your body?
I guess it happened when I was sleeping because I woke up this side of my arm was kind of like in like this.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get it out. So I don't know. The CAT scan showed some things. So they gave me some things to go through and just say because it was mild. You know, it's just going to take, the Bell's palsy is the only thing they can see that's left from it. So
wow.
It's a waiting game.
Yikes. All right.
So I haven't been here since what was it called now? Louisiana, the NFFC from last year. It was July of last year, the last time I was here.
Oh, the DF club.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, let's go into the park. I had been telling the listeners that we were going to go in, at least I think I told them, that we were going to go into the park and do something which is very specifically you.
Nice. I can't wait. Yeah, I already was in here earlier checking out how everything was, and here we are with the Pan Pacific Theater.
Yes.
Xanadu, yeah. Of course, I didn't see Kira in there, so I was a little disappointed.
Disappointed myself.
Yes.
Let's go far side. Over
this
here.
Side? All right. But I'm getting myself prepared for the Friends of the Magic this year. So
absolutely, yes.
I'll be doing the same beats that I did the last time, the I Smell Watermelon and A Room for a Thousand.
Ah, very good. Now, for those who do not know, the Friends of the Magic Gathering is August 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California. And we're nearby. Check it out.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you, both sides of the park.
Yeah.
Of the park, of the coast.
Both sides of the country.
Wow.
He just got back from Walt Disney World. Of course, Calvin turned 21.
He goes up so fast. I remember he just turned 18.
Yeah, that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it seems like 3 years ago, yeah.
Yes. And so we went and drank around the world, which was awesome because he really doesn't like alcohol all that much. So he got to try a bunch of beer, a bunch of wine, a bunch of, like in China, we had the vodka and cantaloupe juice.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know, is really good, actually. So, had a margarita in Mexico, had some potato vodka in Norway, things like that.
Nice.
It was an awesome time. I went down for just 48 hours. Flew in on Saturday, flew out on Tuesday, and he was there for the whole week, though. So he spent the rest of the time. He rented one of the little personal watercraft and took out on Bay Lake and Seven Seas Lagoon and went out there and
check out the dolphin.
From the Wilderness Lodge, coming out across the water bridge by the Contemporary out in front of the Magic Kingdom, and that set of water.
Ooh.
So he had a great time out there. He was waving to the people as they went by on the ferries. And
did you get a chance to go to Ohana?
We did. We went to Ohana for breakfast, which I had never done. And that was fun.
Is it St. Fowl?
Yeah, same thing. They bring a big plate.
Wow.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Better than I deserve.
Okay, Paul. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, Tony.
Thank you. Oh, okay. I'm kind of out of practice. I haven't been here in a while. It's like I come here and all this is here now.
Yeah, they bring out a big plate with eggs and bacon and sausage and Mickey waffles and all kinds of things.
Oh, Mickey waffles.
Oh, yeah.
Carnation Cafe needs to be open.
It's a good thing.
Of course, I get here, and sure enough, security stops me today.
The what?
That must have been my professional equipment.
Oh, yeah, right.
She comes up to me real nice, goes, can I talk to you for a second? I go, sure. He goes, are you a Disney? I went, no. I was just noticing your shirt and your equipment. I go, you can film whatever you want, but we just ask that you not film the construction stuff. I go, but everybody can film it from where they're at. And he goes, no, I mean, looking at your tripod and over the wall.
Oh, fair enough.
You know,
that's a fair request, not to shoot over the construction.
Well, first, it was like that one time when we all first met back in 2006 when the...
Magnification.
Yes. When I had my Canon XL1. Which is obviously a...
See, they still remember you. From
they probably do. They probably remember you. Go, here's that bald guy again. With smaller camera.
Actually, if they remember you correctly, they would be saying, there's half that bald guy.
Yeah. So I rubbed everything in. I showed her my picture up in the Walt's apartment. Hello, by the way, do you know I was in the Walt's apartment? Courtesy of Diane Disney? Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Now I got a question for the listeners here real quick. Okay. What you're hearing right now is the, what we assume is going to be the background music loop for Buena Vista Street, the new main street, for lack of a better term, going into California Adventure. Now I want to come out and record this like I did the new loop for Main Street. However, my question to you guys is this, and I need you to email me, podcast@windowtothemagic.com, and tell me, do you want me to record it here? Listen to this. Okay, so basically background noise, until Buena Vista Street is open and record it with the red car going by and with all the new stuff that's going to be happening on Buena Vista Street. Or should I do both? So, what do you think?
I say both, that way you have both.
Just in case it's not this loop?
Yeah, just in case. You never know, because this might be just something temporary that they're flying in through the sound system.
Okay, well, that's what Tony thinks. Send me an email, let me know. I need to know fairly soon. Because Buena Vista Street is going to be open on June 15th.
That's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Of course, I won't be here because it'll be really crowded.
Oh, come on. Afraid of crowds?
No, I'm just afraid of long lines.
Oh, yeah, they'll have those.
Good thing I didn't come here for one more day.
Oh, my Lord. That was absolutely...
Well, look, we have a...
Oh, Minnie from Minnie's Fly Girl.
Wow. Yeah, so I went over to... the plaza to film what little I could before it goes away from us.
The plaza, oh, the
Carnation.
Plaza. Yeah.
And the princess was there, and I wanted to go up there and go, this is your fault, but I didn't do it.
Sorry?
Right. No, I just wanted to go, this is all your fault. But I kept my cool, been the professional that I am.
Kind of a scale issue there, don't
you? Yeah.
For those who are wondering what I'm talking about, I just came around the corner from a store and looking down at the Carthay Circle Theater with the Hollywood Tower Hotel towering behind it. Actually making the Carthay Circle look a little tiny.
I wonder what type of food they're going to be serving there.
Expensive.
Yes, that worked. Well, now that Mission Tortilla is no longer giving away tortillas, I went and got myself some sourdough today.
Oh, very nice.
They're still doing that. Who knows for how long?
Well, pretty soon they're going to be giving away chocolate.
So. Oh, great.
Now, did you get the opportunity to
let's go to the bathroom.
Endure?
Where is it right there?
Or see? Sorry. The Minnie's Fly Girls show?
No, I haven't had a chance to really. I've been just trying to get some stuff while I can while I'm here. Because my pass expires on the 21st of next month, so I'm going to get as much as I can in before I have to do my monthly payment thing.
There you go.
Unless I get my tax return in, then I'm going to just pay it outright and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's what Terry and Calvin and I have done. We moved down to Southern California. We're all on the monthly payment plan now.
Mm-hmm. So if I can pay it early, then I can save that $20, which does add up. Yeah. They're just starting to get the tiles on some of them.
They're putting the roof, the red roof tile on. They've got them stacked up, ready to be placed on there.
I'm already checking out the building, looking for any hidden Mickeys on there already. You know.
Yeah.
See if they might put something up there.
I don't know. Maybe we should talk to Stephen Barrett and see if he knows.
Oh. The marquee is starting to get put together.
You want to get a drink?
And still need some paint and some polish.
And that other part's gone.
A little bit of finishing. It's still wrapped in plastic back here.
Well, we still got a couple months. So.
Yeah. I'm sure it will be beautiful.
That's Disney magic for you, so.
Absolutely. And for Paul from the Diz Geek podcast, if perchance he's listening, on the right is that water you were worried that they were going to turn off.
I had to pay the bill for him.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a little short on my annual pass.
I see.
Yeah. Just to get, on a podcast's budget.
Yeah.
you have a budget for your podcast?
You couldn't tell? In 6 years, I've done 48 shows. Come on.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that eight shows?
It'll be 48. 48.
48, so yeah, 6 times 8. So in 6 years, so you've done 8 shows a year on average.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Unfortunately, the last few years have been a lot of health, you know, with the...
True, true. So. But I do see that you're wearing the mics this time, so
yes.
I'm anticipating hearing myself on your show at some point. Although, since you're currently taping my show, this isn't going to help you out much.
So this is not going to be a WTTM ATF 24 and a half?
Yes.
Okay. I feel so small right now. I don't know why.
I think that's part of the car.
I remember when I was talking about that scale problem as we were walking over. Once we get inside here, you look through those clovers and up to the tower towering above you, and that is designed perfectly to make it look like you are this tiny person looking up to this huge building.
Yeah.
See? That's awesome.
Size matters here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a good day so far. I haven't had no strollers hit my ankles today.
That's good.
Yes. Should we do a disclaimer about how serious this ride is?
I'm with Choo Choo Train is a high-speed, turbulent roller coaster-sized ride.
So if you have a weak heart, do not listen.
Yes. And if you are pregnant...
Congratulations.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Good for you. Ticket attractions.
Oh, yes.
There is a line. So I will...
Wait, are we going to actually do an official Wind of the Magic audio fast pass?
Absolutely. We
wow.
will we'll click away. We'll buzz off for a few minutes. We'll play a short window for the Magic Standard or Walt Disney Family Museum. Something like that.
That is not the monorail.
It's a totally different sound that this one makes. There we go.
I think it's not good down there. Okay, yeah.
So give me that.
Oh, hello, everybody. It's me, Heimlich.
Oh, hello.
I'm a cute little choo-choo train.
Me too.
And I want you to be safe. So pretty please to stay seated with your hands, arms, wings, all your legs, and all your feet inside while I take you on my fun little ride.
Oh,
Mamas and Papas, please wash?
Oh, yeah.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con sus manos, piernas y pies
dentro de esta
oruquita. Y por favor, cuidar muy bien a sus oruquitas.
Would may force be with you.
May force be with you.
Off to Endor.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
My stomach is so empty.
Whoa.
Help me to go find something to
eat. Wait, slow down. Slow this down. It's too fast. Whoa. Cornering.
Carrots are orange. Just like candy corn.
Oh, no.
Mama says carrots are good for my eyes. But I don't want to put carrots in my eyes.
That's funny. That's exactly what I thought when he said they were good for your eyes. I'm like, well, stick them in your eyes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this apple watermelon tastes just like apple strudel. Only without the strudel.
What kind of laugh was that?
I have to be careful in this area.
You smell what I smell?
Watermelon.
That's watermelon. Oh, it's raining. Oh, smell the delicious watermelon. There's a fog in the road.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
I actually found out recently I like Brussels sprouts.
Oh,
it smells so yummy in here. I can hear all those tasty apple crackers calling me. Come here, little honey. We're waiting for you to eat us.
The permit rider makes me hungry.
Oh, there's so many goodies.
Love the fact that they pump in the cookie smell in there.
My favorite things to eat, yeah. Mama always says to say, excuse me.
I think she says not the burp really loud first.
I remember he used to burp three times, you know?
Candy corn! I must be in my recap!
Oh, that ride. Ooh. Oh, he's got to hold on to my hat and glasses on this ride.
You're not wearing a hat.
Oh. I never said hold on to it then.
I'll be back on my way in just a moment.
Thank you.
He's going to be back on his way in a moment. But if he was Jewish, he'd be back on his oy vey in a moment.
Sounds like Hamid's kind of doing a little bit of Dracula in it, too.
Yeah.
Let us go. 1, 2, 3 peanut butter sandwiches.
Here we go!
Good thing I didn't eat before this ride.
Leaf.
Oh, this ride's in 3D.
Thank you for snacking with us.
Yes. I miss you already.
I miss you too. A ride like that makes me weak in my knees. I just had to go pick up another battery. I'll go down. Fun and fruity.
I would like to thank you all for listening to A Window to the Magic as we continue to bring you the best audio adventures from throughout the wonderful world of Disney. Actually, in the show, I would like to thank those who have purchased the Window to the Magic podcast app for iPhone, iPod, Touch, Kindle Fire, and all Android devices. Those who now support the show for a recurring support donation, like this friend. Tony from above the firehouse for joining me on this thrilling adventure today.
Thank you, Mr. Eddie.
There you go. And if you want to come along and participate with Tony in a real-life reenactment of this show, come out to the Friends of the Magic gathering August 3rd through 5th of this year. We'll be hanging out here for 3 days. I have the time off work this time.
Great.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I just tried to get a room at the Grand Californian or the regular Disneyland Hotel. They only wanted $1,100 for the Disneyland Hotel and $1,300 for the Grand Californian.
Oh, so that's all?
Yeah, so I got a room for Calvin, too. I figured, why not?
Great.
Yeah, so we're going to be driving home every night, I think.
All right.
Aye, aye, aye. But anyway, so come and join Tony out here, and you can have your own munchy-type adventure with Tony. And, of course, I would like to thank Michael Mapoda and the Bluestone Creative Group for continuing to help make the magic happen. Now, as I've said several times throughout the show, we always appreciate your feedback, so be sure to email or to call us soon. Email us at podcast@windowsofmagic.com. Call us at 206-984-9886. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/WTTM. Or you can follow Window to the Magic 24 at twitter.com/WTTM24. And for those who were not listening last week, Window to the Magic 24 returns April 2nd for a about a 6-month run. We're going to 7 months, something in that area. It's going to run April through October of this year with a show every other week. Oh. And so that's going to be fun. That was Mouseketeer Greg Clinton, Terry, Magic Joe joined us this year. And I'm sorry that you could not join us this year, but work is work. And that sort of thing for a real-time adventure in Disneyland.
And you also have Friends of the Magic on Twitter, too.
Yes, and Friends of the Magic, which I just added, which I have hidden at the
bubble
everywhere and not a drop to drink.
It's like Lawrence Luck.
I tell you. Thank you, boys. But anyway, WTTM 24, Friends of the Magic, that's what we're talking about. FOTM 2012. Because FOTM was already taken.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah.
So,
I'll be working on new swag for 12.
Yes, and we'll have a Friends of the Magic website up and running that has all the current information. And if you follow us on Twitter or you go to Facebook, you can follow Window to the Magic, you can follow Friends of the Magic, you can follow everything and keep up on all the information. But be sure to join us again next time when Magic Joe will return to the show. He's got a few things coming at you, 5 of them, I believe,
wow,
to be exact. Some things that he recorded when he was here on the weekend for WTTM 24. He was recording almost entirely that entire weekend.
Wow.
God bless him. But anyway, so remember to join us again for Magic Joe next week. But for now, this has been A Window to the Magic and Above the Firehouse. Are you coming back with more shows?
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm recording right now. This will be show 49. 48 is in production, which will be about the Marvelous Mechanic Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
The audio from that, which you attended.
I seem to remember that.
Yeah, it was like a 5-hour show, something like that.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. So there'll be a fast pass, audio fast pass for that one.
All right, so WTTM, or I'm sorry, iTunes, search for Above the Firehouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can go to AboveTheFirehouse.com, or my new website, what I'm working on is AboveTheFirehouse.com/blog, which will be the new portal for everything.
Oh, very good. Okay, sounds good. As I said, for now, this has been A Window to the Magic, the ultimate Disney audio adventure show, show number 315.
Star Tours announces non-stop daily service to this remote desert world in the Outer Rim Territories. Join the festive Utah holiday celebration in the streets of Mos Espa. Then head to the arena and cheer for your favorite pilot in the annual Boonta Eve Classic. Or set sail on a dune sea in a luxurious sail barge. Then, rent a land speeder and head over to the colorful outpost of Moss Isley. No visit is complete without having a drink at Tatooine's infamous Moss Isley Cantina, where you will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. That's right, a Tatooine vacation has everything under the sun. So call Star Tours and book passage to Tatooine today.
Just what you think we're doing. Get back to work before they deactivate you. Wager. And the last thing I want to do is get in trouble. Because I love it.
Continue to move all the way across your aisle, filling in every available seat. Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath your seats. To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the belt out from the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraint securely fastened. And please watch your children.
Please pay attention to the following.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad puesto. Y cuiden a los pequeñitos. Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, your photography are never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
Everybody in the second row, tug on the yellow strap on your left-hand side. Third row, tug on the yellow strap. Fourth row, tug on the yellow strap. And fifth row. Perfect. You may now put on your in-flight glasses. I thank you for choosing Star Tours. Have a great flight.
You are cleared for departure. Initiate takeoff sequence.
What? Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
R2-D2, what's going on here? We are not ready for takeoff. The captain isn't on board yet.
You know I can't fly this thing. No, neither can you. We need a proper pilot.
Attention, all transports hold for security clearance.
Stormtroopers will be deactivated for sure.
Hold it right there, Captain.
Oh, I'm not actually the captain.
We're looking for this rebel spy. Have you seen them?
No one on this transport could possibly be a spy. Oh, dear.
This is the speeder we're looking for. Blast them.
Shields up, R2. Now what? A pod race. I've always wanted to do this. Hang on, everyone! You ruffian! We'll show him. We've snagged a pod race. tracer, which gives us twice the power. We won! Now come apart and let's get out of here. Watch out! What transmission?
Pages, Apple, Apple. By now you know that your Starspeeder is carrying an agent vital to our rebel cause.
The spy?
Precisely. Deliver them safely to the rendezvous point I am transmitting to your R2 unit. Good luck, and may the Force be with you.
What are you saying? This is madness! Would be appreciated.
We are picking up some strange readings. Stay close.
Oh dear!
We are under attack! But not Star Tours. You are on your own now.
On our own? And I thought I hated space travel. We broke your ship. You broke our viewport. And I did not give you permission to come aboard. So sorry for the inconvenience. We hope you enjoyed your flight, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. Goodbye!
Please remain seated until the captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
I know, I'm just here.
And that's going to be our show. Well, thank you guys for letting me entertain you. And I would love to get your feedback on the show. So send me info at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Also, I'm working on a new portal of the website. So go to abovethefirehouse.com/blog. We have shirts for sale. And you know you want one. You got to wear one. You got to support us. Go for it. There's a lot going on that website. So check it out. Also, Friends of the Magic, all the information will be included in the show notes. Don't forget to go to friendsofthemagic.com for more information. I'd like to thank Paul Berry for joining me at the park today. You can check him out at windowtothemagic.com and or windowtothemagic.com. I'm not sure what it is anymore. I'm so confused right now. I'm so tired. Isn't that nice? And we're back. Okay. Hi, how are you doing, everybody? Yeah. So I'm kind of tired. I haven't done this in 7 months, so I'm beat. Plus, I got called into work in the morning at 7 o'clock. Isn't that nice? So I'm going home early. I was wanting to stay to 12, but I got called in. I need money. How about you? Okay, isn't that beautiful? Yay! And the Friends of Magic will be in August. I think it was 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I'm not sure offhand. And, you know, I'm going to try to come back as much as I can. And my pass expires in April. April 21st to be exact, so hopefully I can get my tax returns back by then and renew. So also I'm going to be having a very special disc for you guys to purchase. If you guys were listening to the previous podcast, I, Above the Hot Firehouse Podcast, meaning me, am bringing you something ultimate that other podcast people are doing. I'm bringing you something in the Blu-ray format. That's right, the parks in high definition. And here's what it sounds like. This is the Walt Disney World intro, and it goes like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Cugliano, and get ready to see Walt Disney World like you've never seen it before.
Above the Firehouse presents a look at the Disneyland resorts with Tony Pascal in Anaheim, California, and John Carigliano in Orlando, Florida. These are the resorts in high definition.
There you go. Blu-ray, baby. That's high definition. So check that out. That's going to be on pre-order soon. Something special for you guys. Also, I am working on the Country Bears Jamboree that I filmed at MouseFest 2008. I filmed about 6 different angles. So I'm going to put down something pretty good for you guys as well. You guys will enjoy that. So, well, that concludes our show for today. So thank you for listening. And if you guys want to catch us live on ATF Live, keep following us on Twitter at ATF Podcast. And when we're at the park, I've noticed that Disney is doing something to the data to where you can't really reach all the time. They're limiting the bandwidth. So lately, I'm not going to be able to stream live. So that's something that I'm a little disappointed in, but hey, what can you do? So with that, this is Above the Firehouse, and I am your host. See you real soon. Lord, let me my Boofy.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.